Few Vermonters have a deeper knowledge of state government and how it's funded than Caledonia County Senator Jane Kitchell. As Secretary of the Agency of Human Services, Kitchell helped reimagine Vermont's social welfare system. As chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, she's played an outsized role in what government programs get funded and which ones don't. Kitchell announced last week that she won't seek re-election this year. And Vermont Public reporter Peter Hirschfeld asked Kitchell to reflect on her career. He began by asking her about her guiding philosophy when it comes to determining how much aid government should provide to people in need.
Well, I think that was one of the fundamental issues that we had when we structured the welfare reform design, and that was the fundamental policy that parents had the primary responsibility for the support of their children and to make those investments so that they were able to do so if they had the capacity. So unlike many states later on that did welfare reform, it was much more, here's a job, you have to take it. We had a lot of emphasis on education, on training. We were looking at the research, you know, that the educational attainment of the mother was really a determinant of the educational success of children. And so it was more, how do you help parents fulfill that role? How do you equip them to go to work? And that was the framework that we approached it. And that is, how do we take this group of welfare-dependent parents and make the investments, provide the supports, provide the incentives, deal with the structural disincentives so that they can do what is expected of any parent, and that is to provide financial support.
You've had to make what I imagine are difficult decisions about what programs Vermont is going to devote taxpayer money to and also what ones it's not. Does your humanity ever come into conflict with your definition of fiscal responsibility?
Well, that's kind of tough to answer. Yes, I'll tell you where I experience it the most. It used to be that our old pre-existing financial support systems, which used to be the aged, blind, and disabled assistance and aid to needy families, that those benefits were updated every year. And that was just accepted. With the federal change to block grant, the support for our poorest families have eroded. And this year, I was very, very troubled, to be honest. There's always this emphasis, and we have lobbying and advocacy organizations that are pushing for government to do more. And for me, one of the things that, as chair of appropriations, I felt was very important, and that is, well, how well are we doing with our current obligations? And right now, our benefits under the REACH-UP program for parents to support their children are about 50% of the standard of need. It used to be 25 years ago, we paid 100% of the standard of need. You know, to ask a mother with two children to support themselves on a benefit that might be $900 a month, when you look at the cost of rent, when you look at the cost of whatever, it's very hard to say to people that shiny new object is wonderful, but don't you care about the poorest children in the state of Vermont? So I do have those pull and tug, and it was with deep regret that we didn't do anything more for the REACH-UP benefit, and I guess that's one thing that I regret wasn't able to do, but I felt that we did many other good things. So on balance, I felt the budget was a good one.
You are well known in Montpelier for your skills at the bargaining table. What advice would you give people who want to get better at negotiating for their positions in life?
Think about how to defend your position. What is the data behind it? What is the policy behind it? What are the priorities? Having that information obviously helps you negotiate because it really takes something that on the surface might seem very desirable or a shiny new object, but you say, what does this really mean? And who would benefit? And ultimately, who's paying the price?
You're also well known in Montpelier for being something of a caretaker for your colleagues, especially when it comes to food. You bring people homemade sandwiches and Ziploc bags for lunch. You make cakes on birthdays. What is it that compels you to do this?
You know, I grew up in a farm family, and everyone who walked through the kitchen door, the first thing was to serve them food. And so it's just a very much a part of what I grew up with. And it's a form of caring. It's a form of generosity. And food has just, you know, has such a great ability to bring people together. So, you know, when Senator Sears had his birthday, I did the raspberry trifle and all of the Senate came and we could celebrate and didn't matter, you know, what party or whatever. It's a way of bringing people together.
And finally, Senator Kitchell, you have enormous influence in Montpelier. People were shocked by your decision not to seek reelection. Why are you leaving at what a lot of people think is the height of your powers?
Well, isn't there a song, Knowing When to Fold? And 57 years is a lot of my life. And I just have said, now's the time. I want to travel. There are things that I want to do. And I can tell you, I'm in a very different place in my own life than I would have been even 10 years ago. And that is, where do I want to do? What do I want to do? And what are the opportunities? So I really struggled with it because it's hard to walk away. But I decided that this was something I had to do for myself. I had to give myself the time and the freedom to start doing some of the things that I've postponed. And I look around, you don't have to look very far, and you realize that time is precious. And someone told one of my colleagues, said, you've got more money than you've got time. And that is stuck in my mind. Sometimes we put things off and then we say, I should have done it. And you can't live life with regrets.